Oh, well, I remember the slap chop guy. I'm sorry. I just am looking it up. Yeah, what were you saying, though? My bad.
I just don't like slap chop. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up,
hello,
everybody?
Hello.
We're back,
welcome back
again.
To Talk Sauce.
Yeah, the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce.
Nice. I feel like it gets better every time. It really does.
It never isn't satisfying.
I know. I wonder if, do you think anyone like listens to it? And you know how like if you're watching, for example, the UFC, and you know every time Bruce Buffer is going to be like, it's time. Do you think people while listening to the Talk Sauce podcast will be like the talk or the podcast for Talk Sauce by Talk Sauce?
They say it and like along with us.
If anyone's done that, you're like my favorite person in the world.
It's easily like a top two satisfying feelings. You know what number one is? I discovered this yesterday.
<Uh-oh>.
I was hosting a comedy show last night, and while I was hosting, to get the audience to clap, I would like raise my hands like a conductor, and I would slowly, or a composer, I guess, and I would slowly do it. And I told them the higher I get, the harder you have to like get excited and stuff. Dude. And then I would like, I bring my hands down instantaneously and they would stop. I became drunk with power.
I did that
like five times. I was like, this is the best feeling in the world.
That
this is why you
amazing.
Do stand. I was like, this is why you do stand-up comedy.
That was the drug. You've been chasing that dragon for the past like
I was,
6 years.
I've been doing jokes. What have I been doing? I just need to get people to clap and stop immediately.
Jokes. You should think you can do an entire like set just completely silent and just being like, all right, guys, here's some ground rules. First of all, no jokes involved. The second of all, you
only
clap.
Clapping.
Yeah.
If you laugh, you're out.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Just have like a break, like a meltdown on stage when someone starts laughing.
I used to work with a couple other comedians when I worked at Uber, and we had this bit that we would always riff about, like the comedian who gets mad at the crowd for laughing. Like he says like a really good joke and then the crowd starts laughing. He's like, what you're gonna laugh at that? This is what makes you laugh? You guys are fucking sheep, you know that?
Exactly. It'll be just like that. That's so funny. If that happened to me, I would be so confused.
One time I was having a really good set on stage and I was really feeling it, so I did that like and you know what, I wouldn't recommend doing
that.
I was like, this is what makes you laugh, and no, and everyone was like, what the fuck? I don't know what happened.
Like, I lost them quick. You just raise your hands, no one claps.
But that clapping thing might be number one, closely followed podcast for Talk Sauce by Talk Sauce being number two.
Okay. I'll take that, honestly, because that clapping thing sounds incredible. I need to try
that
sometime.
It was amazing. You should just, next time you do karaoke or something.
Yeah, maybe. If I ever have, like, just some money lying around, maybe I'll pay, like, 50 people to just fill a room and be like, all right, guys, I just need you for 15 minutes. This is what
you could go
do.
On, like, TaskRabbit and hire people to do that. Dude, people, like, I did TaskRabbit for a while, and because, like, I put comedian, you could, like, put, like, performer and stuff, and, like, I would get hit up to do weird shit. Like, one time this girl hit me up on TaskRabbit to go to a watch party she was having for The Bachelor and trick her friends into thinking that they were, like, I was a producer for The Bachelor, and, like, we were about to film, like, their watch party and put it on the show. And she was like, just come, like, buy a headset and I'll pay you back and just trick us. I was like, what's the end game? Like, how do we, like, you know what I mean?
Like, she didn't have it fully thought out.
No, I was like, what's the reveal? You know what I mean? I was like, do you want me to strip? Like, what's going on? What do you want me to do? You know? I wound up not doing it. I had a show that day. But I was super curious what, like, that would, like, because there was no end to her idea. So it's like, you want me to just be like, just kidding, and then leave? Like, it felt odd.
Or you could just like film the whole thing and not tell them about it. And then she's just like, oh, they decided not to air it. That's the whole thing.
Just be like, we're going to air this during the finale and then just never talk to them again and then never explain why it's not. Like
she just ghosts them entirely. Like when they're watching the finale, she's like, guys, this is our part. Like we're going to be on this. And then she just like leaves and they never see her again.
And of course they'll never see me again.
Yeah. you come out on The Bachelor.
And I go, these idiots.
Yeah, you think you're special?
Chris Hansen's the former host of The Bachelor. No, who's Chris Hansen?
I think he might be. Isn't he like...
No, Chris Hansen might be America's... Yeah, To Catch a Predator.
I think it's the same guy.
No, To Catch a Predator and The Bachelor don't have the same host.
Are you sure?
Host of To Catch a Predator was the host of The Bachelor, it would be a very different vibe.
Okay, Chris Hansen, To Catch a Predator.
The Bachelor host got fired recently.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
It's Matthew something, maybe.
Oh, Chris Harrison. Okay.
Oh, that makes sense. Close,
my bad. Sorry. People are probably like, Jack, you're stupid.
Yeah, because if we know something about the listeners of the Talk Sauce podcast, they love To Catch a Predator and The Bachelor.
Yeah, and The Bachelor.
Two favorite shows. We've polled. We've done studies.
What if we made a combo of the two shows? Actually, no.
No, that would be very
bad. Bad idea.
Yeah, no, that's a horrible idea. What do you think the correlation is in our viewers watching of both of those shows as much as they do? Like, why? What's the correlation between the two shows?
Like, what do you mean? Like what percentage?
They like seeing... Yeah, why do the Talk Sauce community love those two shows? Why is that consistently listed as Talk Sauce listeners' favorite shows?
Well, I would say in general, they're good people, right?
To Catch a Predator?
Well, no, I'm saying the people of Talk Sauce are good people and they like to see bad... No, they like to see bad people get taken down, right? But then on the contrary, none of them have ever found true love.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That I was going to say that they like seeing people get embarrassed on TV, but I guess.
Yeah, I took a different approach there.
But I guess tell us, listeners, why you guys like those two shows so much. I'd love to hear why.
Dude, by the way, quick aside, I've been very impressed with our listening numbers here. Like we've gotten more listens than I expected, I gotta say.
Let's hear it. What are them digits?
So maybe? The first one, except for the most recent one, the rest of them have over 20 listens. That's pretty solid. But the most recent one only has like 15 or something, like 13.
Who dropped off? Who the fuck?
I don't know. We don't have that solid of data, but I dropped my phone in a goddamn toilet for you people, and this is how you repay us.
We need to figure out who's not listening and punish them.
Just big brother them. But our podcast, we like just call everyone, hey, you listen to the podcast yet today?
I mean, we definitely have a couple listeners in the Pentagon, and we could like super go in deep on that data. We could just be like, hey, Pentagon, tell us who quit listening.
Hey, Pentagon.
Yeah, it's not like, and by a couple listeners in the Pentagon, the building itself and its infrastructure. Like,
We have listening devices that we refer to
buildings
as listeners.
And hardware love Talk Sauce.
That's true.
That's not what, private as much. Yeah. We're trying to get in the private sector a little more, but like public workers love it.
Yeah, libraries are actually big fans. Like librarians, they love it.
I heard at the New York Public Library, it's a very you have to be super quiet unless you're listening to or quoting Talk Sauce.
Yeah.
If you are, you can be as loud as you want if it's relating to Talk Sauce.
Yeah, but what's weird though is in Boston, if they hear you say anything about Talk Sauce, they just beat the shit out of you in the library.
Yeah, well they like,
I don't know why
they
hate it so much.
They're fans of our podcast rival Talkin' Sauce. whom we hate, and if we find out you guys listen,
it's actually hilarious. There is a podcast called Talkin' Sauce,
and there are rivals. We should form a rivalry.
Like, we should challenge them to something,
like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Who like we should fight them. We should do something to get them.
We could like have a Beyblade battle or play Yu-Gi-Oh with them.
Maybe I feel like there's something we could. What about like a dance off?
That could be cool. You're a pretty good dancer.
Oh, I'm great.
We actually have some pretty good synchronized dance. What if, okay, how about this? A secret handshake competition.
Oh, we would win easy money. Yeah, it'd be easy. Game over.
But we can't tell them that. Whenever we go, no. Yeah, I mean, we're not like super big on secret handshakes, but if you guys want to have a secret handshake competition, like
we would that'd much be cool. prefer a dancer competition. We would much prefer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you guys want to do the secret handshake thing, that's fine.
Dude, I was at a gay club last night. And man, I was like dancing and stuff, and I was so clearly like out of place by my dancing.
How so?
I stuck out like a sore thumb because I'm a very like stiff, not good dancer. You know, just like that like the white people at concert dance, or
yeah, yeah, it's like your elbows are slightly bent and you just like sway back and forth.
That's the foundation of how I dance, and that's like not, and the foundation of my dance is 90% of my dance.
Yeah,
there's 10% variable here and there, like
a footstep.
The people there were like fucking moving, you know what I mean? Like they were really going for it dancing and stuff, and like were much more impressive at it than I, but I was,
yeah, I was at a bar, like a somewhat like a kind of gay bar, a little bit gay, a couple weeks ago, and it was like the same kind of thing. There were these two dudes that were wearing like matching outfits, and they made a dance circle, and they were like perfectly executing the worm and like spinning around on the ground and shit. And I was like, yo, these guys are sick.
What were they matching in?
They were wearing like some crazy shit. Like
next time we match, we have to either do the handshake in public or do a synchronized dance,
or both. What if we do the okay, here's what we're doing. All right.
Okay, what is it?
We show up.
For those of you who don't know, Jack and I have a very like prolonged and detailed secret handshake.
It's awesome. We're gonna sell it as really an NFT. Cool. We actually
have a video.
Yeah, that's
we have a video, and we're gonna figure out how to make it the NFT.
Yeah, it's an awesome video.
We did a little research on making NFTs. Like it can be done. We definitely have to put more work into it, but I did find resources on how to.
Yeah, make an NFT. So we're gonna make that video an NFT. It's really cool, but you can only see it if you buy the NFT for like $6 million.
We should sell the NFT for 69 cents or $4.20.
$420.69.
Oh, that would be our second NFT, which is us doing the handshake without a shirt.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I feel like the shirt was part of it because we were dressed like this was on 4th of July.
Yeah,
we were
matching.
I came to New York and Bo and I were, he was wearing, we were both wearing like baseball tees, and he was wearing one that
was blue.
Yeah, like white and red and white and blue. So we looked like an American flag, and we were both wearing high top Converse.
And sick. Khaki shorts.
It was awesome. So it was that was like the most patriotic I've ever been, I think.
I thoroughly enjoy dressing up for 4th of July.
It's fun.
I think it's very fun dressing like the American flag. This year on 4th
of
July.
It's a good flag.
It is a good flag. Red and blue and white is a good color combo.
It goes together so nicely.
Yeah, I for 4th of July this year, I have a white t-shirt that has a picture of the Beatles in front of an American flag, and that's what I wore this year.
They're not even American. That's a little – I don't know about that.
But there
that
was
one.
An American flag. They were saying, we love America, you know, in their British accent.
Oh, okay.
These lads from Manchester, they were like, we love this country.
That's honestly be more patriotic than being American.
Right?
It's like a foreign person who's like loves America.
Yeah, they adopted it as their home versus being born into it. They're like, I didn't see a photo of them in front of a British flag. I can tell you that.
That's very true. But also same colors and great colors.
Yeah, great colors. They actually like, we owe our color combo to them. Did you know that?
That is true. There's a lot of, well, that probably because they colonized like 3/4 of the world.
Yeah.
Every country has the
colors. Why do you think? Culturally, we're so similar to them. It's not like they were us initially. Yeah. You know? What if I didn't know? I didn't know that like they colonized the United States and were our like
we colonized them.
Yeah, I thought we gave them our colors.
Yeah, in 1776, we said you guys can be a country now.
we were like we're done with your taxes.
Yeah.
We didn't want their tax money anymore. It's like has an old lady with a funny hat on it and stuff. I was like, nah. You know, get it because the queen wears a crown. We don't know what crowns
are. I like
are.
That. Yeah, I've never seen a crown in my life. I don't even know what it like to color with.
It's like what is the saying? It's like someone says like, can you fly this plane? does the Pope wear a funny hat? You know, it's that kind of thing.
Is the Pope a bear?
Rick and Morty has a good one where there's one episode where the president tries to fly a helicopter and he's like, do you know how to fly it? Are you able to do this? They ask him something questioning his abilities. Like, does the Pope's dick fit in a donut?
Yeah.
And they're like, what does that mean? He's like, I don't know. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Because I think the typical one is the Pope Catholic or does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah.
And the rest are like bastardizations.
Like you made up, is the Pope a bear, right? That's a Jack Reacher trademark.
Also, are the bears Catholic? Which kind of caught on for a little bit, which I'm a big fan of. And like in my circles, right? It was being said.
Or the Bears cap, like the football team.
Yeah.
Or just bears as a species.
Yeah, it's up to your own interpretation. Like, I'm not going to, you know, tell everyone exactly how they have to feel.
I do like that. It's a bit abstract. Like,
yeah, you should say
whatever,
it sometime.
It's whatever you take from it is what it is.
You're
not telling people what it is. They have to figure that out for themselves, and different people think
next time you're in a situation like that, I want you to try it out, call me immediately and let me know how it went.
That goes for everybody. Also, tell us why you like The Bachelor and To Catch a Predator.
Yes, that's honestly probably more important, but close.
Yeah, for sure. But they're both of importance.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? This is, by the way, guys, Sunday night, which is a little atypical for us here.
Sundays are the day that we've been kind of saying for a while, I feel like would be the best day to record if we could record on Sundays. And this week it worked out. So we'll see. I think we should try and push for Sundays if we can.
I like it. It gets rid of the Sunday scaries. Do you just have like an overwhelming sense of dread Sunday nights usually?
Me? No. I really don't.
I don't really either, but I definitely do get just like some general anxiety like on Sundays, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but you have like a real job. I do like customer service. You know what I mean? It's like, it's fine. It doesn't like give me dread. I used to when I worked at like Yelp and stuff.
Yeah.
I had like overwhelming sense of dread.
Because I used to always have like, I think it was Tuesday morning or something, like at 8 a.m. I had like a pipeline meeting and it was like all the higher ups in my company and stuff. And I just had to like justify why I had my job. And it was just, oh my God. Like the night before, I was always stressed out about it.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. And now you don't have to do stuff like that, huh?
Yeah. Which is sick.
That's nice. This weekend was good. On Friday, I actually got to go to the premiere of the new Denzel Washington movie, The Tragedy of Macbeth, at the New York Film Festival.
Oh, really? How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I have a buddy who's a photographer, and I was at a birthday party with him last week. And he was telling me that he's shooting some stuff for the New York Film Festival. And I jokingly was like, hey, man, if you can get me in, I'll go. But I wasn't joking.
Like you said it in a joking tone, but you're obviously going to take it up on it.
And then the next day he texted me and he was like, hey, I'm actually shooting something for the new movie, The Tragedy of Macbeth, which is Joel Cohen of the Coen brothers' first solo movie.
Wow.
He was like, it's a press screening. So it was like me and a bunch of journalists and a Q&A. So he's like, if you just kind of help me film during the Q&A, I can get you in. And all I had to do, he set up the tripod and everything. I just had to babysit the camera and like hit the button. And I got to like watch the Q&A and stuff. It's a really great movie. Like, it's hard to talk about without spoiling too much, but just, it's a really, really cool movie.
Really?
It's a Shakespeare adaptation of like Macbeth, which is really, I'd be lying if I said like I'm no Shakespeare. You know what I mean? But I've like seen some stuff about Macbeth, and I think it's like a good story.
Better or worse than the Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't like that movie. I find it kind of annoying.
I saw that and I was like, this movie is crazy.
Yeah, I think I don't like that one. But this one's really good. It's they filmed it on like sound stages and stuff, so it's like a weird hybrid of like a movie and a play. So like it's very odd, but like really well done. But it's like spoken in like
Shakespearean dialogue. So they like kept the dialogue as like Shakespeare. It was really
cool.
It was really cool seeing like Frances McDormand and like Denzel Washington like speak like Shakespearean dialogue and stuff. And then afterwards they did like a Q&A. And so it was the director and most of the cast, including Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. And when Denzel Washington walked into the room, the like energy shifted. He just walked in and you're like, that's a fucking movie star. You know what I mean? You could just feel it. Like the way he carries himself and stuff, you're like, oh, he has it. You know, it's really wild to see in person someone
that's
like
crazy.
That
I famous. Don't think I've really seen anyone that famous, like up close and personal.
I saw Oscar Isaac on a plane one time and it was the same thing. I like walked by him and saw him so briefly, but you could just feel it. Like the second I saw him, I was like, that's a fucking movie star. You know, you could just tell. With these people
really
sometimes.
Was he just like sitting down on the plane or
he was just sitting there, but you could like feel it because he's like so hot and like famous. You know what I'm saying?
Absolute beast. I'm surprised. So was he in first class? He had to be, right?
Oh yeah, he was. It was like it was a flight from LA to New York, so like they kind of it's almost like an international flight in terms of so like the way they the flight is like one of the bigger planes that you would like fly to London on or something. And the first class wasn't just like extended leg room like it is on like a flight from like Austin to Dallas or something. It's like it actually had like a little nook where you could like close it off and like sleep and stuff.
Whoa, that's really cool. So
nice.
So what is the New York Film Festival like? Like, is it all just like they show movies, do Q&As and like,
yeah,
where,
well, it's
where
like,
is it? Like
it's in the Upper West Side at Lincoln Center. So they have like a bunch of screening rooms and stuff. The New York Film Festival is like one of the big like film festivals in terms of like setting up like the Oscars of this year. Like a lot of like films make their like US debuts and stuff. Mm. And this was like the first screening of that movie. So I was like among the first group of people in like the world who saw that movie, which is wild.
I had no business. So they show there. It's like a whole weekend thing and they show a bunch of
it's like 2 weeks, so it's okay. Like they like I went to like a press screening and then that night they did like a red carpet like premiere and then like had like a big party, which I obviously was not at, but
yeah, no way you get into that.
My photographer buddy was there though.
No dude, that is crazy. Yeah. So how many people were at the screening?
Like 150 maybe.
Were there like A-listers there, like a bunch of them? Or was it?
Well, the screening was just like for journalists and stuff.
So
write about it and stuff. And there were some students there too, because it's in the same building that like Juilliard is in, the acting school.
Yeah.
So there were like some students and stuff. And those Q&As are really funny too, because it's like, it's just like people, when they ask their questions, like trying to prove to like the director and like the cast how smart they are like about movies and stuff. So it's like it was kind of annoying, but it was really funny. And the director Joel Cohen, it was a 40-minute like Q&A session, and there wasn't a more unhappy person in the city of New York for those 40 minutes than Joel Cohen, the director of Macbeth. He was so miserable. Like someone asked him about streaming services and he like audibly like kind of went, oh my god, like kind of like reacted. He's like, I can't believe I have to answer these fucking questions.
Well, were there any like other in particular ones where people like that he hated?
I think just generally all of it, but there were so many people being like, no, what did you take away from like Orson Welles, Roman Polanski's adaptations of Macbeth? Like I watched both of those movies so many times and I saw a lot of hints of the, like that kind of shit. You know what I mean? It was quite pretentious.
Like going to an art museum with art students.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That same kind of thing. Yeah.
That's so funny. It's just funny when people like try so hard to show other people that they know a lot about things.
It's so funny. It's like, oh, I'm gonna impress Denzel
especially
Washington
if it's something
so much.
That's just like art that's so subject to like individual interpretation, right? And stuff like that.
Right. But it was so like cool, like just seeing them like talk. It was really insightful for like how much he didn't want to be there, but Denzel was so like he was
unbelievably charismatic. So like just him being there, like he seemed super down with all of it. But yeah, like, but they had a lot of really interesting stuff to say. And like I walked out of that movie, and one of my first thoughts was, because it doesn't come out like really until Christmas Day. So my first thought was like, I can't believe I have to wait 3 months to see this movie again. I was like bummed about it.
Really?
It's so good. It's my favorite movie of the year so far.
Wow. That's cool. So how come movies will get released in Europe before America? Like Dune?
I don't know why they do that, because Dune is out. You know, my roommate Hunter and I were talking about this the other day, and we had technical issues.
Yeah, it was me again. No. All right, so here's what happened. I have like a USB microphone, and I accidentally, like Bo and I were talking, and sometimes I get like really emphatic with my hands, and I kind of karate chopped.
He was very excited about what I was saying.
Yeah, and it was just really cool. Like the whole, you know, thing you were just talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Movies and stuff. It's weird, like, because we've had it where we pause it for a sec and then we're off for like 10 minutes. And to everyone else, it just sounds like a continuation of the conversation. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. for us, there was like a lapse in time.
If you guys see that we released episode 31 part 1 and 31 part 2, that's because we couldn't merge them together.
Yeah, because Jack doesn't know how to edit, but I think I can pull it off.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, but what I was saying, I don't know why they do that, the international first sometimes, because sometimes they release movies here first.
Yeah.
But dude, the thing that like Hunter and I were talking about, Hunter, my roommate, is like he said that he was like, it's kind of concerning that like Dune hasn't like had tickets get released in the U.S. yet, when it's like comes out in less than a month.
You think, you know, they might like, not do it or something?
I think they will, but it is odd that like usually a movie like that, you can buy tickets like 2 months out.
Really?
You know, yeah, like a big movie like that.
I like so never bought weird. Tickets that far in advance, so it didn't even.
I will if I'm like hype as fuck. Like the the second Dune tickets go on sale, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy some too. But what I was thinking is, so I'm assuming it only came out in theaters in Europe, right? Not on like HBO Max yet.
I don't know. I mean, I'm if they're releasing everything on HBO Max,
because you know
Max.
You can do like those VPNs. I wonder if. If it were on HBO Max, like, couldn't you do that and just watch it?
That's a good point. I bet you could. But I that movie, at this point, I'm willing to wait another month to see
it. Yeah, like, we waited a freaking year. For those of you who don't know, Bo and I and Kelly and a lot of other people all read Dune.
Yeah.
Right when the movie was announced.
Mm, like, and I got Hunter to read it. I think he got people to read it. You got other people to read it too. Kelly as well. Like,
yeah, that book rules. My sister read it. My sister, my brother. I don't did think too, she actually. Read the whole thing, but actually, my sister Emily asked for a shout out. So shout out to you.
Oh, Emily. is she the shout out this week?
Yeah, she What's asked. Up, for, Emily? She said, "How do I get a shout out?" And I said, "By Ask. Text message, I got you, fam." Yeah, it's not very hard. If you want one, just let us know.
yeah. Like last week, we shouted out like 3 people. So yeah.
Yeah, dude, I love giving shout outs, man. I just love it.
I think it's a fun thing. Yeah. If you want a shout out, just literally just ask us and we'll shout us out. Eventually, we will start charging for them. So get them while they're free.
Yeah, get them while the getting's good. All right, yeah, and you can sell it. Later, maybe you could just like have the general, you know, excerpt of the shout out and then edit in your own name or someone else's name or something. There's a lot of options here.
I can't wait till we can do shout outs on the blockchain.
Yeah, that'll be cool. We need to do something like, what's the freaking, oh my god, the one where like celebrities record
cameo stuff for
cameo on the blockchain.
Oh, that's genius.
All of our ideas are just like other ideas, but on the blockchain.
The best is still timeshares on the blockchain, but yeah, I agree.
Okay, no, this I think potentially could actually sell is because people are just obsessed with the blockchain, right?
Yeah, and anything on blockchain.
NFTs. I also,
we'd seriously, and I know we say this all the fucking time, we need to get this podcast on the blockchain. There's definitely a way to do it.
Dude, audio.
Also love that as like a running theme of the podcast. Now that we're on Spotify, we're like, we need to get off Spotify.
And ASAP. On the blockchain immediately. Spotify, like the American dollar, fiat currency in general, and Spotify are all going to crumble to the modern economy. So the only way that we can pull off this podcast is by going on the blockchain. We're the only forward-thinking podcast in the world, in my opinion.
And it's a good thing we don't get many listens yet, so no one can steal
I know. Our idea. Joe Rogan, he would hear this and he'd be like, holy shit.
He would have us on his podcast. Could you imagine if Joe Rogan episode 4,000 talks us?
On the blockchain. So Joe Rogan's just like a brain floating in like jello. I feel like
this is what I think would happen if you and I went on Joe Rogan. You and I would be in the studio in Austin, Texas. We know nothing about crypto. We know nothing about blockchain. We could convince him that we know everything about both of those things.
I don't know. Maybe. He would just be like, all right. We just go off for 3.5 hours.
We consider ourselves crypto experts. Every opinion we have is wrong, but we're like, no, we just believe differently. Like, we're contrarians. Like, we're
you're entitled. Contrarians. Yeah, they're like, actually, like, technically that's not true because of blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, you're entitled to your own opinion. That's the name of the podcast. You're entitled to your own opinion.
I agree. I think that's a great name. I think we do good bits here.
We should change the name to Bit Sauce.
Bit Sauce? No, Bit Sauce is Patreon.
Yeah, it is.
Everything we don't do on Spotify or the blockchain is for Patreon.
Yeah. Maybe we can make Patreon on the blockchain too.
Oh, for sure. I do.
That would be cool.
We should, yeah, I do think it's hilarious that, like, if we did do something that stupid and it was, like, on the blockchain, like, people freak out.
They'd be, dude.
Like, because so NFTs are just memes on blockchain. You know what I mean?
It's so they really crazy. Are. Dude, well, because I always see, remember I was talking to you last week about that 12-year-old who, like, made those NFTs, the weird whale things, and made, like, $400,000?
Yeah.
So, I saw an article about that, and I, like, read the article, but I wanted to like see if there was a video breakdown of it or something. And there's always these dudes, it's always two dudes who are just they're doing pretty much exactly what we're doing, and they're young guys, and they're talking about the blockchain much like we are, but they like really believe in the blockchain. And I feel like if we keep going with what we're after and we're really passionate about it and we make it happen, they would easily talk about us on the block, because they were just talking about how this 14-year-old kid was like a genius. They were like, this kid's gonna be a trillionaire one day, like so hype on the fact that he made an NFT, and they think it's just like the future and everything.
Okay, so we this week we should do some actual research and see what the next steps we need to take to make an NFT are.
Okay, I'm down.
I think NFT is the prior, because NFT is probably a bit more easy, there's a bit easier to make than putting an actual podcast on the blockchain.
A block. What if we made our own blockchain?
Blockcast.
Blockcast. But
no, it's called Sauce Chain.
Can
Sauce Chain. Sauce Blockchain.
I like that.
Sauce Blockchain.
Sauce Blockchain. Talk Block Sauce Chain. No, but can there be audio on the block? Like, I don't know how it works. Like, dude, I've only seen images.
I've
never seen video.
I would be shocked. What we should do is reach out to, like, people who are making cryptos. Like, because anyone can pretty much just make a fucking crypto. You know, it's like, so ridiculous. Yeah, it's all – it's like money is, like, so – it's all made up. Like,
it is made up for sure.
Yeah. And crypto, same thing. It's just like someone's like, yeah, I'm going to start a new currency.
Yeah.
You know? And everyone's like, okay, we'll see how much value we deem it. You know, it's ridiculous. But we should reach out to someone like that. Like someone who's like starting, not like the biggest crypto, but someone who's starting like a, like has a pretty good track record of cryptos, and then be like, we want to put a podcast on the blockchain. We think that, like, we, why not? Like, I feel like if we found someone.
What do you think that would say?
If you're.
Imagine if you're like a serious crypto guy. And you and two idiots.
But I say this, I'm saying this earnestly. I'm saying this earnestly.
All right.
Because this is what I think. If you're that into like crypto and the blockchain, and you really think it's like the future, and we just go and we're like, you know, we think Spotify, like we think it's a bit like ancient, like it's fossil. Yeah. It's, you know,
defunct.
Like we think the future of the podcast medium is on the blockchain.
Yeah.
If you're that end of the blockchain and you're like,
the future's blockchain, let's put a podcast on it.
The future's blockchain.
They would be, I think they would, I think you could find someone who would be super into it and would help us figure it out.
I think so. Someone's out there. We got to see like if that's even possible. Like, do you know of any videos on the blockchain? I'm going to Google videos on the blockchain to see.
NFTs are basically videos.
I thought they were just images.
They're like GIF NFTs.
Yeah, these are all videos on how to understand the blockchain. Maybe we should watch one of those to start.
Yeah, that's a good first step.
I actually understand what the blockchain is.
Let's do NFT first, because I feel like NFT is easier to make.
Yeah, just a GIF of the handshake.
And then make an NFT with some, I don't, if we can put audio in it. I guess if we could put audio in an NFT, we don't have to find someone who starts a crypto. But I think finding like someone who's like pretty respected in the crypto world and have them help us put a podcast on the blockchain. I think that would make us a big podcast.
Yeah, we could just fudge the numbers about the amount of listeners.
We're like the world's leading crypto podcast, and neither of us know anything about cryptocurrency. Also, it's also hilarious how much we've latched on to crypto since the podcast.
I never thought that would happen. I feel like I talk about crypto very little in my day-to-day life, but for some reason you and I spend this podcast. Yeah, we spend 15 minutes on it a week at least.
It is like, it's just like this stupid Blake canvas that like everyone's like everything is crypto and blockchain. So it's like, yeah, I think it'd be hilarious to put a podcast on the blockchain. I think it would be so funny.
Oh man, we have to.
We would get a Forbes write up.
Oh yeah, no, people would be shocked.
You would have to cover Forbes as the future of podcasting. Business Insider, we're participating in like Salesforce like speaker conventions and shit, like and everyone's like.
Like the future is blockchain. Everybody's
just you and I.
You raise your hand, everyone starts clapping, and then you just go.
The Time magazine cover that we're on is you and I going ass to ass and matching shirts. Are these guys the future or are they stupid? You know,
the answer is yes.
Yeah, it's just, could you imagine like just being at like some big convention, some like crypto convention in like Vegas or something, and people are like talking to us, we're like the headlining panel of this like convention, and they're like, so you guys are innovators, you're forward thinking, what inspired this? We thought it'd be funny.
There's gotta be a lot of like, there has to be at least one example of a large like a billionaire or like hundreds of millions of dollars who just made a business because he thought it was like a joke.
Probably at least one of, if not all three, of Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Ethereum.
Yeah, or ShamWow. I feel like ShamWow. You remember ShamWow, guy?
Yeah.
You're going to be saying wow every time.
You know which one I thought about the other day that popped into my head, which is like a Billy Mays product? Zorbies.
Wait,
Zorbies. Zorbies. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a Billy Mays, like Zorbies. Like it's just him yelling Zorbies a lot.
I googled Zorbies, and what came up is Zorbies incontinence underwear. I think it's like so you don't pee yourself.
I don't think Billy Mays. Yeah, pee proof.
Yeah, I don't. Are you sure that's the right name?
1000%. Zorbies at Billy Mays.
Zorbies Billy Mays. Oh, it's spelled different. Okay, I don't know what I'm looking at. I see the thumbnail of Zorbies and I'm confused. He's got like, I wish I could show this to you. I need to send you this picture. It's like Billy Mays and he's holding what looks like a towel with like Coke dripping through it, but then like a bunch of hot dogs in the. Oh, is Zorbies like ShamWow? Like a really absorbent. Oh.
Also, I just got a text from my roommate Hunter, and he was like, "Zorbies was in the Dick Down," so it's like that. It must have been in the subconscious from like the Dick Down. Which, by the way, listeners, if you guys haven't seen the Dick Downs,
very worthwhile viewing.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I'm a fan. I'm not even affiliated with the project.
They're
your roommate they're... just heard you yelling about Zorb. And he offers input. That's like a sick roommate. He doesn't like be like, what the hell are you, does this guy do? And he's like,
yeah, what an insane name though. Like just the fact that like Billy Mays was such like a fixture in our lives that we didn't think it was weird that a man was on TV yelling Zorbies, you know?
Dude, he was a pro. He was so good at what he did.
He was also so high every time he was on.
I'm like Coke.
Yeah, I think he was doing a lot of hours. Yeah. Like
It makes sense, like in hindsight.
There's like an insane commercial where like Billy Mays is like a giant, like stomping through a city, and he's selling something. What's the product? It's so weird. What a weird like thing that was. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was Big City Slider.
What was the big one that he was?
ShamWow, I feel like.
No, I don't think he did ShamWow. ShamWow was Vince. Do you remember Vince from ShamWow? He was like, he had like a really New York type voice. I think
it was Vince. No, I don't remember.
Let me look him up. It was the same guy who did Slap Chop, I think.
Slap Chop? Yeah. That's actually a good product.
Oh, honestly. Yo, dude. Oh my God.
What?
He looks like shit now. Vince.
I feel like Slap Chop is a good product.
Dude, I actually got Slap Chop in college, and I did not like it at all. Let me tell you why.
Why?
So, what would you chop with Slap Chop? Onions, right? Yeah, see? It would be onions. And I would always chop the onions, right, with Slap Chop, as you would do. And the onions always, there's like a big blade that has a bunch of like different angles on it. And the onions would always get like stuck in there, and I couldn't get the onions out. And every time... I was like,
oh, I remember the Slap Chop guy. I'm sorry. I just am looking it up. Yeah. What were you saying, though? My bad.
I just don't like Slap Chop. That's pretty much the gist of it. But I remember there was this store in the mall that was like an As Seen on TV store. And when I was younger, I don't know what it was. I was just like infatuated by the As Seen on TV products.
Yeah, I remember like if I was at a store and they had an As Seen on TV section, I was like, whoa.
You remember, you know, Flex Seal?
That's the one where they would like make the boat, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they got like a screen door and they would cover it in Flex Seal, and then it would like they would
show him like
use it
lake.
As a boat like on the bottom. But I always had this like weird like just the thought of like, what if someone got Flex Seal and like sprayed it on your face? Do you think you like wouldn't be able to like it would just seal your face and you'd be like,
probably suffocate you. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that would be crazy. Imagine going out by Flex Seal.
That would be a way to go out. That would be an
interesting. Yeah, it'd be a hell of a way to go. At least he died doing what he loved. Do it to the Flex Seal guy, like on the boat.
There's in the trailer for the Robert Pattinson Batman movie, there's that shot of the guy that the Riddler killed by duct taping his face covered where he couldn't breathe. It's like a dead body. It's like the same kind of thing.
Horrible.
That might be the worst way to die. Like,
yeah,
Flex Seal
I feel like
to the face.
Well, I feel like I prefer Flex Seal over duct tape because it would be like instant, you know? Like you'd still suffocate. You'd still suffocate, but it would be like, assuming the Flex Seal works as advertised and makes like an instant seal, but with the duct tape that you would have to like go through the whole process of like taping you up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's more like anticipation.
Yeah, trying to get those breaths in would be horrible.
Yeah, and then you like that like iconic duct tape smell would be just like in your mouth.
Going out that way would be brutal.
Yeah, that's not what you want. But hey, how would you like if you could choose your fate, what would you want? I'll go first. I want to be blasted into the sun in that car that Elon Musk shot into space.
I forgot he did that. Where is that car right now?
You want to look it up? Let's see if the
camera's on. Yeah, where is it?
Tesla.
Elon Musk space car.
It looked so fake. Did it not?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And I remember his like excuse for it not being fake was like, it wouldn't look that fake. Like we could make a more realistic fake.
That's honestly a good point.
It is a good point. But I remember I was on like conspiracy subreddits and stuff and people were like, can you believe this fucking guy? Like he thinks we're this stupid to do this.
That is honestly a great point, though. If it were fake, it would look really real.
Dude, that's pretty gangster. Dude, speaking of, did you see Elon and Grimes broke up?
Yeah, I was so sad.
We should try and like get Grimes to come on the pod and like really dissect Elon as a person.
And spill the tea.
Yeah. All right, girl, spill. That, and then she just talks the whole time.
I'm trying. Oh, there's a website. Where is roadster.com?
I don't know if it's currently. I think the camera like went out since.
It's yeah, but I guess there's still some sort of GPS coordinate. The current location is 153,593,600 miles away from Earth, moving away from Earth at a speed of 40,559 miles an hour. The car is
towards the sun.
No, away. The car is currently 231,350,000.
That's lame. You should have launched it at the sun, don't you?
44. I think he wanted to shoot it far into space.
Yeah, but it would have been cooler if he shot it into the sun.
Oh, it's going to make its first Mars close approach in 11 months, 19 days, 17 hours, 59 minutes, and 35 seconds.
That is pretty cool, you have to admit.
That was since the first Mars close approach. It's still over 231 million miles away from Mars, though.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't quite understand.
I don't think you're grasping this, and I'm not grasping it either.
It's over 231 million miles away from Mars, and I guess they're saying when it crossed the threshold, it crossed 11 months ago, it was deemed close approach. Like it's closer to Mars than it is to Earth or something.
Okay, I see.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of guessing though.
Yeah, who cares? But it's weird. It's hard to like picture like 230 million miles in space is not very much.
It's like, it's not far like, at all.
It's so crazy. But you know what I always look up, or not always, but like every once in a while?
every day.
Yeah, every day. No, the Voyager probes, you know what those are?
Yeah.
How they just like shot them straight out into space, and they expected them to like run out of engine, like fuel,
and
transmission. Yeah, they're like past Pluto and like still sending radio signals back. Like it's crazy.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. The space is sick, dude.
I think space is really cool.
Yeah.
I wish the science wasn't as lost on me as it can be, but like space is like an abstract idea.
Yeah.
It's endlessly interesting.
It's just insane like how big it is. Like there's because I remember I told you I read that like Neil deGrasse Tyson book a little while ago. And I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was saying there's hundreds of billions of stars in a galaxy and then hundreds of billions of galaxies.
That's so wild.
It might have been hundreds of millions, but I think it was hundreds of billions. I can't remember for sure. But either way, like, and the fact that each of those stars could have, like, planets orbiting around them is so crazy.
Like, there's no way there's not life out there. What do you think alien life would be like? What do you think?
Everything's on the blockchain. Just everything. Like, they drink water straight out of the blockchain.
Me and a buddy of mine were doing a bit a while back, like, if aliens came down to Earth and they were like, take us to your leader. And then they like walk off their ship. And then Joe Biden walks up with like an ice cream cone. And then they start laughing and they're like, you think that's your leader? Take us to the short, bald man with tattoos. And it's like Joe Rogan. Like Joe Rogan's podcast is the only thing that made it to them in space. And they were like, we also had like a bit in that same vein where they came down and they like had the same God, like they had like the same like religious beliefs. They like came as like missionaries and like they were like bearing crosses and stuff. And they're like, oh,
that would be awesome. Could you imagine? They have like the exact same religion, like everywhere.
They were like, oh, he's already been here. Yeah. They leave. They just
like,
came
our
here.
Bad. Just peace came be with you. And then just like,
God please. Bless. And then
God bless America.
Yeah, they go to like a Planned Parenthood and they see people protesting. They're like, good
Amen.
Job.
Amen. Yeah. That would be crazy.
It'd be so funny.
Oh, my God. That's what I wonder if there will ever be any sort of like interaction with aliens. Do you, what's your thought on whether or not we've come
to contact? I very much want to be alive to like witness it. I don't know if I will, but they have kind of confirmed, like, they confirmed aliens twice during COVID, pretty much, more or less.
They confirmed like UFOs. So it could have been,
you know, some, what I mean, though.
Well, yeah, something. But it could have been like a foreign government that just had super technology that we didn't know about.
Let me like have that. This. I'm just kidding.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
I know. I so want it to be, though. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, because I feel like at this point, we're good. Like, it, assuming there are aliens, right, that have known about us, if they've known about us for a while, like, and they were deciding whether or not they were just going to exterminate the human race, like enslave us or something, mm-hmm. I think they would have done it by now, don't you?
Yeah, and same buddy I was doing that other bit with, we were doing another bit one time about aliens. Like, what if, like, we encountered aliens and, like, from their society, it's just, like, their monitoring of Earth is, like, the bitch work of, like, their, like, society. Like, these people are, like, they've been assigned Earth, and they're, like, fuck, we have to do Earth. Earth is our job, really? Like, I get no respect in this company. They're making me go to fucking Earth. That's where I have to go. And then, like, the manager's, like, look, we all had to do Earth at some point in time. You got to put in the work and do well there, then you can go to more interesting and important places. You know what I mean?
It's like clerical work.
Yeah, it's like, or if it's like essentially like the space version of like a drunk driver, like fucked up, and it's like, oh, they're gonna fucking kill me. You know?
Do you remember the beginning of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? I think you said you saw the movie. Didn't you see the movie?
Mm-mm.
Do you want me to spoil the first, like, it's in the first like chapter of the book. What are your thoughts?
Is it a spoiler? Then no, because you, me, and Kelly are about to read the book. I don't want anything spoiled for me.
Okay. Well, if you know the beginning of the book, I'm referencing that right now. That was an awesome, like, little bit of the podcast.
Yeah, that was wild. Do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, I'm good. It's Sunday night, baby. You guys probably won't hear this until Tuesday. I think we need to like have a proper spacing between the episodes, I think, right?
I agree. Let's also like, what day, let's raise this to the community and listeners. What day is the best day to release a podcast on? Like, yeah, when you get a, what day do you think is the best day to get a new podcast? And if we can, we'll accommodate.
Yes.
If we get can. Like a consensus.
Yep. I'm down. So we posed that question to you. I believe we posed a couple other questions to you. So please get back to us on those.
I feel like we pose questions every episode and have never gotten an answer.
Yeah. If you actually, I have to say, Kyle did respond to my question on, what was it?
Damn, Kyle's when getting you a second will shout
make,
out.
When you will make Facebook again. He texted me and gave me an answer. So by default, really? He wins the competition, I think.
What was his answer?
I'm not going to tell you.
Was it a short period of time or a long period
of time? I can't say.
Time?
I can't say. I can't do that to Kyle.
Kyle, fuck you.
What, dude? Come on.
I'm just kidding. Kyle's the shit.
Yeah, Kyle, you're that boy. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Talk sauce.
Au revoir.
Woo.
Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.